During the U.S. occupation of the island, Washington inserted an amendment into the Cuban Constitution that allowed the U.S. to establish naval bases on land that was leased or purchased from the Cuban government. The U.S. then entered into a lease over the land that would become the Guantanamo Bay Naval Base. And the lease agreement they drafted, conveniently, had no expiration date. Ever since Cuba's communist revolution in 1959 overthrew the previous government, the Cuban government has continually insisted that America's military presence in Guantanamo Bay is illegal, and that the land and the base should be returned back to the Cuban government. Washington has, naturally, refused all of these demands, and continues to cite the terms of the perpetual lease agreement they basically made with themselves, and so, for the past 65-plus years now, the U.S. government has been continually sending a $4,500 check to the Cuban government every single year that the communist regime on the island has continually refused to accept.